Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Georgina Sikorsky, who's executive director with CARE. Georgina, how you doing?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. I've caught you early this morning. I think I've chased you down in Grapevine, Texas at the CCA meeting. You're down there doing some missionary work for CARE, aren't you?
I am. I had the opportunity to let CCA Global know all about Carpet America Recovery Effort and carpet recycling. I'm very pleased to announced that CCA Global has joined CARE as a corporate member, so we were here to let the members know about that.
Okay. Just in case somebody's crawled under a rock or something, tell us again what CARE is.
CARE is the Carpet America Recovery Effort, and our mission is to divert and recycle carpet from the landfill. We've been around since about 2002, and since that time we have diverted about 1.6 billion pounds of carpet from the landfill.
Okay. And also, just to throw some numbers around, when it comes to landfills and carpets, carpet from a volume standpoint, it's still one of the bigger items that falls into a landfill. It's about 4 billion pounds a year that go into the landfill, is that right?
Yeah, about 3.5 to 4 billion, yes. But we're down a little bit because of the sales, carpet sales being down a little bit. But, yeah, it's still a big number. It's a bulky item, and it takes up a lot of landfill space.
And congratulations to this industry for being proactive in working with recycling groups and state and federal governments to do what we can to minimize the amount of used carpet that goes into the landfill.
Yeah, I'm very proud of what the industry has done over the last 10 years plus to make this happen.
The reason I want to talk to you today is I know that in California last year they passed a law that's been given a serial number. It's AB 2398. It's a California bill that helps develop a fund that I guess better facilitates the elimination of carpet in the landfill. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's exactly right, Kemp. AB 2398 was signed in September of 2010. And its goal is to increase the diversion and recycling of carpet from the California landfills. So as of July the 1st of this year, a fee will be assessed to all carpets sold in the state of California, and the monies collected from that will be used to increase the diversion and the recycling and the development of new products made with post-consumer carpet.
And I think the number's been said, it's a nickel a square yard, is that right?
That's correct.
And what is CARE's role in all this?
Well, in the legislation, CARE has been designated as the carpet stewardship organization for the carpet industry. What that means is that we will be working with the California Department responsible for recycling, and the name of that department is Cal Recycle.
Mm-hmm.
And CARE will be presenting a stewardship plan to Cal Recycle for the management of the carpet stewardship program for California. So any carpet manufacturer who would like to participate in the stewardship plan is more than welcome to work with CARE. And we will include that manufacturer in the stewardship plan that we present to CalRecycle.
So just to summarize, I guess when California passed this law, they needed somebody to step up, if you will, and coordinate the gathering of these funds and to be the facilitator, if you will, of what happens to the funds, and CARE stepped up and volunteered. Is that right?
Well, actually, that's correct. The legislation designated CARE, I think because during the process of developing the legislation, we talked to the legislators and educated them that this organization was already in place, as you know, as a voluntary organization, and so the legislators felt that that would be an excellent group to work with rather than starting with a new stewardship organization.
Okay.
So that's how that worked.
And this nickel a yard that's collected at the sale, the initial purchase of carpet, are those funds gathered by the retailer, or tell me how that works?
That's an excellent question. The assessment fee will be collected from the carpet manufacturer,
mm-hmm.
and then the law requires that along the way, that nickel a square yard will appear on every invoice down through the distribution chain. So ultimately, the retailer must put that nickel per square yard as an after-tax item on the invoice to the consumer.
Okay. You have a little bit of a hurdle, I guess, in this first year, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview. All the manufacturers of carpet that sell carpet in California actually has to register for this, right?
That's correct. And so one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we talk about this morning was that to encourage all the carpet manufacturers to register with CalRecycle, or they can register with CARE, but they must do that before July the 1st of 2011 in order to be in compliance with AB 2398. So if there's any carpet manufacturer out there who wants to know more about AB 2398 or would like to participate with CARE on the stewardship plan, I would encourage them to get a hold of us or work directly with CalRecycle to register.
Okay. In this consolidated market, I'm sure you've gotten all the big guys. Your role now is just to make sure that the little guys that could potentially sell carpet into California are in compliance and have registered either with you or directly with the California entity, right?
That's right. So anybody who manufactures or imports into California must register. I would encourage everybody to read the legislation, and you can get that online. And like I said, they can also get a hold of us. But yes, you're right. Really what we're trying to do is just to let the smaller carpet manufacturers know about the law. The larger manufacturers are already working with CARE.
Okay. And the best way to get a hold of you is probably a website. Is that right?
Yes. That's our www.carpetrecovery.org.
All right. So one last question. These funds, this nickel yard, it goes into some big fund, and then what happens to that money?
Well, that money will be used to incentivize the diversion and the recycling of carpet, and also to incentivize the recyclability and to help in the development of secondary products made from post-consumer carpet. So CARE will be responsible for allocating those funds along the value chain. And then we also will be responsible for reporting back to the California CalRecycle on our results, and they're going to want to see growth in the diversion and the recycling in order to be in compliance with AB 2398.
Okay, and so there's a good chance that, as with a lot of laws that start in California, this could become something of a larger scope. The other states or maybe the feds might even look at it. Is that what you're thinking?
It's possible. Certainly we know other states are looking at extended producer responsibility legislation as well.
Okay, great. Well, Georgina, I appreciate you starting your morning with me. I've been talking to Georgina Sikorsky, who's executive director with CARE, about the California legislation AB 2398, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.